time to feel the rush of the round table live on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
How about this? Let's do the round table for Burke Financial. I'm feeling that today. Offering homeowners personalized mortgage solutions and approvals in as little as an hour, plus fast funding. You can visit burkefinancial.ca. And you're thinking, but do you have a brokerage license number for me? I do. It's 13111. Please welcome, it's been a minute, News Talk 1010 political commentator and friend of the program, Trevor Mayo. Hello, Trevor.
Howdy, gents.
That's how I'm saying it now, commentator. And News Talk 1010 traffic reporter and contributor. And
it's Friday.
The woman that for the very first time in 5 years, I said goodnight to at 5:45, who was on the roundtable moments later, Adjoa.
Hey,
how are you, Adjoa?
I'm good. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. A whole two and a half minutes worth of a while. Let's start off with U.S. authorities reaching a deal with the Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou. This could help releasing the two Michaels. It seems, according to our expert, Trevor, that once she touches ground in China, that they will start that process. It's already kind of underway to get these guys out so that the Chinese can save face. It's actually even written in the sentencing for one of the Michaels that we have the right to send you back to your home country at any time. So that's written in there for a reason. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I really hope so. That has been an outrageous and offensive sort of journey so far. And, you know what I mean? Let's also understand how we got into this, right? Like this, the previous president like pushed this extradition sort of a scenario as he was starting to amp up his trade deal. He even openly said that he would end up dropping it if it actually used something, if it aided him in his trade battle or whatever he had with China. So I hope with this new president that if it's not explicitly part of the public deal, that is a strong arm that happens. They sort of owe that to us in terms of getting us into this mess in the first place and bring the Michaels home, because it has been an absolutely outrageous and offensive journey. So it's about time. I'm super hopeful, but to be perfectly honest, I'm trying to be cautiously optimistic about this, because you don't know what happens in these diplomatic sort of shenanigans about like what actually could play out on the ground in real time.
That's actually the title of Trevor's new book, Diplomatic Shenanigans. I mentioned that in the intro. Adjoa, you know, I don't want to make this all about her. Mm-hmm. You know, she hasn't had to linger and languish in a Chinese prison. She's been doing all right in house arrest in Vancouver in a big mansion, being treated okay. The worst she had was an ankle bracelet and some monitoring. But other than that, she's all right. It is a story about these two Canadians. And I'm sure the images, when they do get home, because I'm pretty positive about this, they're going to be pretty striking images that the country's going to rally around a little bit.
Yeah, we have no idea what's going on behind those jail walls, those prison walls, where the two Michaels have been housed since this entire thing started with Meng Wanzhou. I hope they're okay. I hope when they come back, it's not to the detriment of all of us that they're actually in a better place. But when you think of this entire case and this entire situation, what she committed was a crime, and she's getting away with a slap on the wrist, and that's just okay because they put two Canadians and they're holding them basically hostage with trumped up fraudulent charges. I really hope that they are coming back. I'm like Trevor, I'm cautiously optimistic that the Michaels will come back, and maybe people should be at a Chinese airport seeing if there's a big jet ready to take the Canadians back. But I do think it's going to be that sort of thing where it'll be one at a time. We're not going to get both. They want to make sure they get Meng Wanzhou back before this all comes to an end.
Good news for Jays fans today. We are expanding capacity limits inside of venues, allowing 30,000 fans at Rogers Centre, nearly 10,000 fans at Scotiabank Arena. Great news for Jays fans as well. And a number of people that were spoken to by our friends at CTV News earlier today were very happy about it.
If they've got a plan and they can stick to it, then it's a great idea.
I am a season ticket holder. I think 15,000 is good, but 30, I think, is a little bit too much. So maybe in between.
I think if they can do it safely and they got the space for it, then absolutely. Brings more people to the city.
Except for season ticket guy, I guess. He wants it not too hot, not too cold, but just
the Goldilocks of
right.
Blue Jays fans.
So Trevor, as far as comfort levels go, are you cool being in a full stadium at this point?
So I've done the Jays games this summer. I'm on my way to the Argos game as soon as I get off with you all right now. And I felt pretty safe so far in terms of it, specifically as we now have like the vaccine proof sort of process. But like, let's also be fair though. Like, I mean, even in the Sky Dome, we weren't really distanced. Like, we were all down the lower bowl. 500s are empty. Like, so it's not about physical distancing. Yes, it says reduced capacity, but you're still all squished together. And so indoors, I don't know what my vibe will be if it's actually enclosed environment and still sort of squished together. But I am starting to get a little bit more comfortable with this as we start to have more people vaccinated, as we have the vaccine passport, as we still have face mask policies in place, that I'm more interested in taking this on. So I like to see this move in this direction as we have still more health protocols.
Adjoa?
Yeah, I like that it's moving in this direction as well. I don't know how comfortable I'm going to be. I know they were saying that within Rogers Center, that even with it closed, because it's still considered in terms of ventilation,
right,
that they're still going to have 30,000 people. I'm not ready for that. I know a lot of people are. I'm really happy that they're taking this step, and it's everybody has to be vaccinated. It's not just a PCR test or a test to show that you don't have COVID. But yeah, I'm not ready, because Trevor's right. I know a lot of people have gone to Jay's game. There is no spacing. You're crammed in. And I think their plan is to still cram it even when they can put 30,000 people. If you're willing to go, that's great. We'll see what that looks like, if, because we know that spread can still happen. But right, it is a move in the right direction.
I had a bit of a rant earlier today. Jay was kind enough to allow me to just vent about this protester in Oshawa. They've been going to different Tim Hortons out that way in the east of the city. Today was Whitby. Yesterday was Oshawa. He called this his Rosa Parks moment. He's at a Tim Hortons, and he was trying to protest the idea that they were asking his vaccine status.
This is our Rosa Parks moment. What they did in the States, segregating black people from society, making them sit at the back of the bus, not being able to drink out of certain water fountains and excluding them from certain restaurants, was absolutely wrong then and is wrong now. And they are doing the same thing, and I will stand against it. So I will sit in this restaurant like these other people here, stand on my right as a free man, and we'll see what happens. Maybe it'll do nothing, but I'm not going to participate in the segregation of our society.
Trevor, if you missed it earlier, I'll nutshell it for you. I think it's absolutely deplorable that anybody would compare themselves to Rosa Parks in the civil rights movement. Being black is something you were born. It's not something you have a choice in. This is a choice. And this is certainly not the Montgomery bus boycott. It's a lot different than that. And I just find it downright disgusting that somebody would make that claim today.
I'm going to be really measured right now, because I know we're not on a delay with beeps.
Yeah.
But like this entitled, narcissistic, privileged fool. He has absolutely no idea what oppression is. And discrimination, as you said, Ryan, is defined as treating a person differently on the basis of a characteristic that goes to the root of who they are as a people. So age, ethnicity, sex, race, gender, disability. This is a choice. You may not like the outcomes or the consequences of your choice, but this is a choice. And like, you're like the Canadian Museum for Human Rights, the Ontario Human Rights Commission, like all these have come out and said this is not discrimination. And so maybe he should be going to protest Queen's Park with the Ministry of Education, because clearly the system failed in education, critical thought, and any sense of decency for him, because this person is a fool on all fronts. It's shameful, and you should give it a head of shake.
Yeah, and you know, Adjo, I was saying earlier, like, I mean, to compare yourself in this regard, when we know the civil rights movement involved people being lynched and taken from their homes and hung. Mm. I mean, this is a guy who's sitting at a Tim's with a double-double and a bagel. There's a big difference here.
Well, it's fragility, it's privilege, it is all of the adjectives that I can come up with. This guy has no idea what real struggle is. Listen, if you didn't know, I'm a black person, so I woke up black. I was born black. I didn't choose that. He is choosing this. It is a choice not to take the vaccine. It's not a choice to be a visible minority. Equating the struggle of racial inequality and injustice, which is baked into the fabric of our society, and comparing it to a global pandemic, honestly, this is abhorrent behavior, and it's next level BS. I'm so over people that are doing this, because they're so fragile and they're so privileged. I want to drop these people off in Afghanistan, or take them back in a time machine to the actual civil rights movement and what people were actually going through. People were getting lynched. People were getting raped. People couldn't even, had to drink from two different water fountains, and they're talking about this. This is their choice. They have to realize with every choice comes a consequence. Mm-hmm. This is a pandemic. This is a health crisis, and all of these false equivalencies, it needs to stop. And also stop going to restaurants and bars and gyms. These businesses have struggled for way too long,
yeah,
just to make a little bit of money for these morons to come here and do this to them. If you want to do this, go to where the lawmakers are. Go to City Hall. Do that.
Let's finish off with a little bit of nostalgia. Hudson's Bay launching a Zeller's pop-up shop in their store at Burlington Center. And they're saying more Zeller's pop-ups could follow. They're calling it a fun and nostalgic experience with one of HBC's most beloved brands. I know Donnie's diatribe with our producer today. He didn't like it at all. They feature a long range of products, including Canada-themed apparel, home goods, and more. No Zeddy the Bear, however, and no Skillet. Trevor, is this something that makes you want for bygone days, or just feel like a gimmick to you?
I mean, I the only like Zeller's thing that I really enjoyed was like the chicken fingers in their little cafes. Ooh. But the I mean, like, I'm being real. The it just seems at odds with like HBC brand now, like the Bay. But you know, it's not a place that I'm sort of running to for a cool shopping experience, like to get like the Cherokee jeans and stuff like that. Like I don't know. I mean, for nostalgia, I'd be more interested in like Byway or Becker's, because then there's a little bit more nostalgia there. No, well, you go there. I mean, it's the equivalent of a dollar store, but it's, at least it was a bit more fun. It's like, so at least there's nostalgia there. Like Zeller's, to me, I'm just like, this is not a fun experience. I was not having a fun in Zeller's. So it's not something that I'm like eager to go back to. But I mean, if people are going to go and fire up Instagram or get like super fired up again to get like a Easewear sweatshirt or something like that, I don't know. All the power to them.
Ajra, I got about 30 seconds for you.
Honestly, I like the nostalgia. I like going into a Zeller's. I love a deal.
Yes.
So if things are cheap, you can get me. You can get me into a store. If it's $1.99, $2.99, I'm there. I love all those tchotchkes. Give them all to me. I'm down.
Where else can you see Mighty Mouse and Heckle and Jekyll in the little, little hut?
Where the lowest price is the law.
Is the law. Zeddy. True. I love it. Ajra, Trevor, thank you so much.
Thank you
guys.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Our thanks to Mike and to our ranting producer, Donnie. And to you. To you all, Jay. And to you, good sir.
Right back at you, pal. Yes, I reiterate Ryan's sentiments. Thanks for being a part of the show today. We will return 2 p.m. on Monday. Until then, we hope you have the best weekend ever. Your CTV Evening News is next.